This is Twit.
All right, so Mateo, you have the Honor 7X.
I do indeed.
Tell us a little bit about it.
So I've been using this device for a couple of weeks. It's Huawei's brand Honor for the digital natives.
Yep.
It is a new device, which is the upgrade to earlier this year's the Honor 6X, which updates quite a few of the specifications and the industrial design, as well as throwing in a few extra nifty features. So this is the Honor 7X. It has a 2.5D rounded 18 to 9 aspect ratio screen, so you get a lot of screen in the chassis. It's a 6-inch Full HD Plus screen, which means it's 1080 pixels in width, and then it's 2160 in length. So it's 18 to 9 aspect ratio. It has a aluminium unibody. In this case, it's a gold color, champagne gold color. But the one that will be sold in the UK and most other European markets will be the blue one, which is a very nice blue. I got my hands on with time with that a few weeks ago. That will be the most popular one in most markets. On the back, it has a dual camera. Unlike other Huawei devices with dual cameras, this one doesn't have a monochrome lens. One of them is just for depth perception. And as well as the usual dual SIM slot, which takes two SIM cards, one active 4G, one and one for 2G, it can also be expand its storage with microSD cards. So speaking of storage, it has 64 gigabytes of storage, 4 gigabytes of RAM. It's running Android 7.1 with MUI 5 on top. And on the bottom, not only do we have the Courage port, that's the 3.5 millimeter port, we also have a Nostalgia port, which is a micro USB port.
Nice.
So there you go. If you don't want to go and upgrade all your accessories, your car plugs, your plugs around the house, the Nostalgia port, the micro USB port, is quite useful in that respect. So for those not wanting to make a conscious jump into USB Type-C, this may be a selling point to you. On the front, there's an 8-megapixel selfie camera, and it's a very nice device to use. I've been using it for 2 weeks. A little bit of a caveat, this isn't a final production device. I didn't get any packaging with it, and it's not the final version of the software, which will most likely be shipping with the device. It's on build 110 of Huawei's software. But there you go. The default setting for the launcher is with no app drawer, so it's very fruity phone-like. But if you want to, you can go into the home screen style and change that to have an app drawer. So you can do that. And this is a new feature in MUI, so you can have a more traditional version of it if this doesn't crash. There we go. So this is the new launcher with an app drawer. It comes pre-installed with a few games and apps, a bit of bloatware, but all this bloatware is uninstallable. So, for example, if you want to take Dragon Mania off your device, you can just drag it up to uninstall. It will uninstall, and you free up the space on the device. So
remember to reinstall that later.
I probably won't.
Okay, good. All right.
But I'd say that the camera is very good in good lighting conditions. It's a 16-megapixel main sensor, which doesn't have optical image stabilization, so it's not the best camera in low light. But what I have found this phone very good for is battery life. So the Kirin 659 chipset is very power efficient, and even playing Pokemon Go in long sessions, the battery life is very, very good. So I can run it for about four to six hours playing constantly.
3340 milliamp hour battery underneath.
So 3340 milliamp hour battery. But it's very nice to hold. Very fruity-like.
Kind of has the whole rounded edges thing of, I don't know, is that a current model fruity phone characteristic?
That is just a current characteristic of a lot of phones right now. I mean, if we really want to call it back to be HTC. So, but I really like the look of that. I can't wait to get my hands on one. These phones are really good, just like really good budget phones.
Yeah.
Yeah. The much the same as the Honor 8 Pro, also known as the Honor V9 in China. This design is very, very good. I had a demo from Wilkin Lee, the marketing director for Honor in the UK, showing me how resistant it is to drops compared to previous models. So it's built to be dropped, not on the screen, obviously, but the aluminium unibody can take a bit of a beating. We're not recommending you do any drop tests yourself.
Right now? You mean I shouldn't drop it? Okay. I won't drop it right now.
Please don't. I haven't finished the full review for coolsmartphone.com.
Yeah, I don't tarnish your review. It's true. I've been there. I've done that.
But it's a very well-built phone. And for the price, £269 or right. approximately $300 as an unlocked phone,
that
you get good
bad.
Value.
Yeah.
So
that is not bad.
For our listener who emailed in, he's most with the money back from his insurance. He's most of the way to an unlocked Honor device. Whether that will work on Google Fi, I don't know. Probably
good.
Not.
Good.
I don't even know what it'll work with here in the US. I'm assuming just T-Mobile.
So I'm using it with a 3 UK SIM card roaming here in the US, and it can connect to both T-Mobile and AT&T. But I haven't managed to connect to AT&T 4G. So your 4G options may be limited to just T-Mobile.
But hey, if you're on T-Mobile, it's certainly an option.
It's true.
Right on. Nice. The 18:9 aspect ratio screens is a great thing. I really enjoy this.
Mm-hmm. We're seeing more of that.
We'll see more of that soon. But this particular panel, nice vibrant colors. I actually prefer this to the Pixel 2 XL screen in terms of its default setting for colors.
The default setting, yeah. I turned on the saturation today. That really helped. Yeah. So, I mean, you've been using this for the last 2 weeks now. This is obviously a pre-production unit. What would you say based on your time with it? Is this one to recommend going into the holidays, that sort of thing?
If you're looking for a device in this price range, yes, definitely. You're getting a lot of very good value. Mm-hmm. The only caveat I'd say is this device doesn't have NFC.
Ah.
So you won't be able to use it for Android Pay. If you have speakers or car setups that have NFC, you might have some challenges there. So that it's something you need to be aware of when making the decision. No NFC may be a deal breaker for some.
Yeah.
But for others, on the other hand, it may be a perfectly good device. And as I said, the battery life on it is excellent.
Awesome. That's the Honor 7X.